This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for the 24th of September of the year 2024. The first patient is Marianne Conrad. This is the clinical case of a 54-year-old white female that is followed in the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease at the present time, and just after the patient was released from the hospital, the serum creatinine was 0.83, the BUN11, and the estimated GFR is 84 mLs per minute. Unfortunately, I don't have the albumin creatinine ratio or the protein creatinine ratio to complete the assessment. And number two, the patient has hyperfiltration because she is a diabetic patient, and she is at the present time very concerned due to the fact that she's taking a combination of Mounjaro and also the administration of Jardiance. The patient is followed by endocrinology, period. And the patient mentioned infection in the urinary tract and also infection in the right toes, amputation of the great toe and the third toe were done in the hospital because of osteomyelitis, and she's using a boot in order to walk. The patient is morbidly obese. She decided to stop on her own the administration of Mounjaro due to the fact that there is association of the Mounjaro and Jardiance with amputations. She's going to discuss that with endocrinology. She's going to have the appointment in less than a week. The patient was encouraged to follow a plant-based diet and a complete separation with industrial production of food in order to fight the inflammation, restrict the number of calories that is ingested, decrease the sodium intake, and be very mindful of the amount of fluid that she drinks in order to avoid fluid overload. Following number, the patient has a history of lupus, and she's on Plaquenil and and she's under control. There is no exacerbation of the lupus. Following number, the patient is hyperlipidemia. She's taking rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams every day. Following number, she has a hyperuricemia on allopurinol, 100 milligrams every day. And she's also on gabapentin, 800 milligrams POBID in order to fight inflammation. Very complicated case. The patient is explained that she has to change the lifestyle completely in order to be able to pay attention to her ongoing problems of morbid obesity, diabetes, peripheral vascular disease. I'm going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend a 15 minutes review in the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes documentation, 5 minutes.